This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is your Community Connection, KBOO Portland, 90.7 here in the Portland metropolitan area. In the Willamette River Valley, it is 100.7. In the Hood River area, extending out in the Columbia Gorge, it's 91.9. And in the ether, KBOO.FM. Welcome to Wednesday's Candidate Forum. These candidates are volunteers and members of the KBOO Foundation who have opted to step forward and put their hat in the ring to serve possibly on the board of directors. This is your opportunity to hear their thoughts, their answers, their visions, their hopes, their talents. For serving KBOO, you get a chance to listen, mark your ballot. And speaking of ballots, you should have already received your ballot in the mail. Ballots must be mailed back to the address on the return envelope, not back to KBOO, not to Tabor Space, but to the address on the return envelope. They need to arrive at that address by Friday, September 17th, or if you want to participate up close, up live with a real interface, you can come to the annual meeting. That takes place on Sunday, September 19th, 3 p.m., at Tabor Space. You can meet the candidates, talk with other members, just kind of nosh and hobnob at 5441 Southeast Belmont. So tonight, again, the forum has the opportunity to listen to the candidates here. We've got a whole new slew of candidates. You'll get a chance to listen to them, and they'll answer questions about, as I said, their talents, their skills, their ideas for serving on the KBOO Board of Directors. We have with us here tonight Chris Andre, Scott Forrester, Devin Russo, and Kathleen Bushman. And I want to thank you all for coming up. Stepping up to the plate, offering yourselves up to service and a little bit of scrutiny. After all, we want to make sure we've got good goods coming up here to help with the leadership of the station. We're going to start out here with a question that speaks to not only your knowledge, but how well you know the station and have interacted here. And that has to do with the volunteer orientation. Most of the people who come through this station have an opportunity to learn a little bit about it and to find out all the different ways of serving here at KBOO. What I'd like to hear for our listeners is your impression of the volunteer orientation, and if you think it's an effective means of introducing KBOO and preparing people to serve in all the different ways that are available here to be involved at KBOO. And I'd like to start here with Chris Andre. We'll go alphabetically. If you would, Chris, step up to the microphone. You get a chance to introduce yourself a little bit later, but this kind of gives you a chance to catch your breath, step in, talk a little bit about what your impressions were.
Good evening, Cascadia. I think volunteer orientation, I did it, of course, we all did it. If you are a volunteer at KBOO, it depends, of course, on the personality of the volunteer who is taking the orientation and how that personality works with the personality of the person who is guiding the newcomer through the byways of KBOO. It's definitely a labyrinth. And the best thing I would say about the KBOO orientation is that even if personalities are incompatible in any way, it still works beautifully. We have a format and we have a map. Granted, the map is not the territory. Nonetheless, it is a labyrinth and we take you through it. And we come out the other end in many ways, for many people, energized, inspired, and excited about the potential that is laid out before them.
Thank you very much, Chris. And next up, I'd like to welcome Kathy Leonard Bushman. Come on up, Kathy. Good evening.
Hello, I am Kathy Bushman, and I have not been through KBOO's orientation. However, I have to say that I consider myself a media activist and a media advocate for, I write about homeless issues, for instance. I have written about them. I have written for opednews.com. I've been published there and on Daily KOs and on the Portland's homeless paper. I can't think of the name of it right now. They'd be ashamed of me. I think that I have read KBOO's policy about respecting diversity and respecting other members and volunteers, and I approve of that policy. And what I would like to do as part of the board is to ensure that that policy is enacted and executed. And so that's why I came here tonight. I heard one board member at the last board meeting refer to KBOO members as a bunch of authoritarian types, and that dealing with them was like herding cats. And I kind of resemble that remark because, as a matter of fact, some people know me as the sassy cat. And so I kind of tended to take it a little personally. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Next up, Devin. Devin Russo.
Hello, Portland, Corvallis, and Hood River. I have actually not gone to a volunteer orientation. I kind of came to KBOO through the back door several years ago. I was called in to help out with a pledge drive. And then I came back to KBOO last year to help with news writing. Got a friend of mine involved here at KBOO. Became more involved with the news writing. What I'd like to say about KBOO and what it's like volunteering here is KBOO offers volunteers opportunities that cannot be found anywhere else that I can think of in the Portland metropolitan area with volunteering. Really, almost the sky is the limit here at KBOO in serving your community and making your own contribution to the community, making your own dreams come true here. That's what I think is really special about KBOO, and that's what I see being translated to me with all the volunteers that are here on a daily and evening basis. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Devin. And Scott Forrester.
Hello, folks. It's been a long time since I've been on the air. At least it feels a long time. I spent about 17 years doing Monday on the Environment and occasional news and fill-in hosts in the morning. As to the question, I never went through volunteer orientation. I'm such an old-timer, they didn't have it when I was around, and they never did a retro class. So I would have enjoyed seeing it from the new volunteer's perspective and would still like to do that. What my idea of volunteer orientation would be, at least one facet that I think would be a positive addition, is a focus of mine, which is governance and democracy. This is a rare corporate democracy. And people, you often hear say at KBOO that we're against the big corporations. Well, guess what? KBOO is a corporation. Under ORS 65, it's a nonprofit corporation, and that's the basic structure. But we're different. We're very rare membership oriented, membership run and owned nonprofit corporation. And frankly, we need to have more respect for that democratic institution. The vote that you're being asked to do, which I hope you vote for myself and others, we'll get into that later in terms of my recommendations, and also vote no on the two bylaws, is that we really need to reinvigorate our democracy here internally. We talk a lot about it on the air for the news and public affairs folks, and we need to respect it here. Only about 1 in 11 people actually vote. So for you listeners out there, if you still have your ballot, go ahead and mail it in, because literally for every ballot that you send in, there'll be 10 people that will throw it in the trash or recycle it. So that would be something I'd focus in on. Volunteer orientation is basically keeping KBOO's internal democracy healthy and strong through education. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Scott. You're listening to KBOO Portland. This is the Candidates Forum, second day, when we hear from the other members on the slate who are either KBOO volunteers or KBOO members who have put their hat in the ring to become members of the board of directors. And we've had a chance to listen to their involvement with the volunteer orientation, whether or not they've been through it, and how they think it prepares KBOO members, KBOO volunteers, interested people, to serve at KBOO. What we'll have them do now is to step up, give their name, why they are running for KBOO Board of Directors, and how long they've been a member of KBOO. This gives them a chance, 2 minutes' worth, to introduce themselves and talk about their service to the station in terms of how long they've been a member. Let's start with Scott. Call you back up. Thank you very much.
Folks, Scott Forster again. I've been around, as I said, doing programming for about 17 years until about a year and a half ago. Gave it up to focus on other things. Also, to make room for some of the young talent. And hopefully, I'll continue to give in other ways here at KBOO. My experience, I have a degree in business administration. I speak fluent Spanish. I'm a veteran of the United States Army. I was a military policeman. Now, it might seem unusual for folks at KBOO. A lot of folks are certainly against the war, both wars currently, which I am opposed. I'm a peace veteran. I was not in a war, thank goodness, and I don't have the scars or the PTSD to prove it. But because I've seen one end of a rifle, I also now want to struggle even more for democracy and for social good. And KBOO is an absolute amazing, valuable resource, and we all know this, but we can give platitudes to how valuable this resource is, but are we going to actually get in there and do something about it? And as with democracy in the outside world, the participants are the ones that determine the fate in the future, so we need to participate here in KBOO's democracy. In addition, I've done nonprofit work for about 20 years, mostly river groups. I helped to establish watershed councils on the Clackamas and Sandy, along with other good people. I also was a chief co-petitioner for the Multnomah County People's Utility District, which was to try to take the electric utility from PGE, which was then owned by Enron Corporation. And with the help of good souls and 50,000 voters at the polls, we lost an honorable battle, but nonetheless, the struggle continues. And it's still a great idea. So I do political activism and also activism here at KBOO 90.7 FM.
Thank you, Scott. And Devin, tell us a little bit about why you're running for the board, how long you've been a volunteer here at KBOO.
I've been a volunteer at KBOO officially since last summer when I began writing news. I became a paying member this summer. And why I would like to be a board member. I have my master's degree in conflict resolution with a focus on mediation, social justice, and advocacy. And I do not see conflict as a negative. I see it as a positive and an opportunity to bring about positive change. I think that's a lot different from the way a lot of people think about conflict here. As with any board of directors and with any organization, there is conflict involved. And I have been trained and educated in resolving these conflicts in peaceful and constructive manners. I did volunteer work also with the City of Lake Oswego in Human Resources. I've also done volunteer work with Loaves and Fishes, working in their kitchens, serving the elderly. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Devin. And Chris Andre?
Th-
Thank you. I want to serve on the KVU board because I think we are direly in need of perspectives that look at questions from other angles. We tend to create neural pathways that we run again and again and again and don't seem to be able to escape. My experience, first off, with KBOO, I've been a member for over 10 years. I've been doing Air Cascadia, long on content, short on time, for about 6 or 7 years now. I also blog, I post my audio every day, and I volunteer on the various events at KBOO from time to time. I have in the past traveled. I spent most of the 70s, from about 1973 to 1979, traveling in Asia. I've worked with independent banks in the Bay Area. I've worked with neighborhood mediation. Here's what I basically want to say is community and radio are basically the same thing when you think about it. In the case of KBOO, community is what we are. The community, it creates the radio station. The radio station is itself a community. The most important thing right now, I think we've nailed radio pretty well. Social networking is where we need to go. There is no reason that here at KBOO we have the technological expertise, we have the imagination, we have the drive to create the next Facebook. Think about it. That would be the end of our financial worries, and we would be taking the whole concept of radio and expanding it. If we want the station to thrive, expanding the definition of community and expanding the way we think about radio are absolutely critical, and I want to be instrumental in taking us beyond the cutting edge.
Thank you very much, Chris. And Kathy Bushman.
Chris, I got to say I found that pretty exciting because one of the reasons that I became involved with, because I also want to involve the members more. What I find exciting about listening to KBOO is the diverse voices and the unique quality of the programming on the local and national issues and the music. And when I hear, after I attended a board meeting or two, and I heard board members talking about drawing in business patrons and by paying a consulting firm almost $20,000 in order to draw in these business patrons, that worried me because, and it concerned me, because I wonder if trying to make it more commercial won't force KBOO to lose some of its independent media status, and also that it would cause KBOO to want to appeal to a broader common denominator and worry about whether or not they would offend any corporate sponsors. I listen to KBR, I mean NPR, and I hear them. Their sponsors, there's a long list of corporate sponsors. There's Weyerhaeuser, there's oil corporations, and there are, there's Bank of America. So if we draw in those corporate sponsors, could we do the kind of hard-hitting investigative journalism or reporting that is done now?
Thank you very much, Kathy. You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 here in the city. This is the candidate forum for the KBOO Board of Directors. Our next question goes to committee service. I'd like to find out which committees you've served on here at KBOO. And if you've not served on a committee, what ad hoc effort have you served on? And most importantly, what achievement here on a KBOO committee or a KBOO volunteer effort are you most proud? Devin, you first.
I've actually not had the opportunity to serve on a KABU committee. However, at Cascade AIDS Project, I was a member of the Strategic Planning Committee. Cascade AIDS Project, for those of you who don't know, has a budget that's approximately three times the size of KABU. Also, similar to KABU, has seen its share of hard times and economic downturns and has sought to get funding from its contributors as well. So that has been one of the keys to my community service in that regard. Also, as a member of CAP, I was a program coordinator, and I rewrote the HIV Leadership Training Program, which was funded by the state of Oregon, and I arranged and organized, coordinated, arranged for a panel of experts for that training to take place down in Eugene. That training taught HIV-positive individuals how to take action in their community, how to advocate on behalf of their communities by starting nonprofits. That training was met with such resounding success that the state of Oregon in the following year doubled the funding for that training, allowing for two trainings a year rather than one.
Thank you very much, Devin. And Kathy, if you'd share with us which committees or volunteer efforts you've served on here at KABU and of which achievement are you most proud?
Well, I have not served on any committee either. And I have to say that I do have some ideas for programming that I might want to submit to the programming committee because I have an interest, for instance, in the criminal justice system. And I am opposed to the racial profiling, the police violence that is a big Portland issue, in my opinion. And I just feel like these are terribly important issues, and they have a big local impact as well. It's a national problem. We put too many of our own citizens in prison, for instance. These are big issues, and I would like to see more of that kind of programming. But I mean, I know that I wouldn't want to make the decision all by myself. I believe in making decisions on a we basis. I don't believe that a leader who is only concerned about their own ego is a good leader. My idea of a good leader is, well, I have a friend who's running for office, and his campaign slogan is that I am more we than my opponent, which I won't mention because then it would make, I would be using this as a campaign advertisement for my friend. But that slogan, I thought, I'm more we than my opponent, defines a good leader, in my opinion. You form good decisions when you make them together.
Thank you very much. And Scott Forrester.
Hello, folks. Put these earphones back on. You know, I want to endorse Chris Andre and also Kathy Bushman here and Yvette Marinowski. I want to get that out and also vote no on the two bylaws. These questions, I find, are general, and I'd like to get more specific. So I will answer the question, which is what committees? I was elected to the board in 2008. I'm proud of it. It was a one-year term, so I was filling the remainder of a three-year term from someone who resigned. I was on the finance committee a short period of time and was also appointed by the board of directors to be on the governance committee, which was eventually folded into the governance/personnel committee. I believe in things like the bylaws and constitutions and things like that, and that we follow the rules, and if we don't like the rules, we change them, but we follow the rules that we've got. And that's a problem here at KABU. I consider myself a reform candidate or whatever label you want to give it, but the bottom line is I love this radio station. It's a part of my life. It's a part of my DNA, and it grows on you. You know, 20 years ago, I was just doing it for a show, and I'm proud, most proud, of my Monday on the Environment, my environmental show for 17 years. Now, having said that, folks, we've got some challenges here, and we can do better. You know, KABU is great, But I'm in love with KBOO's potential more than often its reality. And so, not going to lecture, but folks, we got to take responsibility, read up your ballots, your candidate statement, and check things out yourself. And more importantly, I'm available. I'm available to be contacted. My home phone is 503-492-1593, and my email is clackamas9, that's the numeral 9, at AOL.com. And I'm saying it on the air because I'm not hiding. And all the board members should have contact information, yet look at the website, they don't.
And Chris Andre.
I've served on the Personnel Committee and the Programming Committee. And thinking back about that experience and whether or not I suppose I'm most proud of driving in from Troutdale twice in one day. Other than that, serving on the committees is, there is no stopping point at which one can realistically look back at a particular event or incident or accomplishment and say, I'm proud of this, because it is an ongoing and evolving experience. I would like to rethink the way we structure committees to make them work more effectively. I think in some ways they are anachronisms that reflect the neural pathways that we seem to grind deeper and deeper all the time. My experience with working on committees with KBOO volunteers, myself, mainly was a learning experience. And what I learned was that whatever experience I have working with independent banks across the Bay Area, working with neighborhood mediation, working with arts, nonprofits, many, many years traveling, all of that is out the window. It's experience with the radio station. There is no substitute. You need to know this organism in order to serve effectively. You have to have a deep experience with the station in order to serve the community that KBOO is. And that's what, of course, that's why we all of us are running for the board.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's 7:28. You're listening to the KBOO Board of Directors Candidate Forum. Candidates are answering questions about their prospective service and giving you an idea of how you will vote in this coming election. Please be sure to send your ballot back to the address on the return envelope and make sure it arrives no later than Friday, September 17th. Or if you will and you'd like to meet the candidates up close and personal, the chance to talk to them more directly and specifically, come to the annual meeting. It takes place Sunday, September 19th. Starts at 1 p.m., lasts until 4, but you have to have your ballot there by 3 p.m. Everything takes place at Tabor Space, which is located at 5441 Southeast Belmont. That'll be your opportunity on Sunday, September 19th. And back to our questions. KBOO staff is committed to making KBOO, along with the board, an inclusive place for all communities. How would you improve our internal structure to make KBOO a welcoming and easy place to work and volunteer for people of diverse communities? Chris.
Well, again, the radio station, the community, is constantly evolving. I believe it all starts with orientation. I think the experience of orientation could certainly stand exposing new volunteers to the diverse community family that we are, warts and all. All of us work together the best that we know how. I would also want to expand our traditional definition of diversity beyond racial or religious or political, whatever, identity, to personalities. We are not as inclusive as we like to think we are when it comes to personalities. Let me say this. We're all grown-ups. We live in the real world. We cannot control how people treat us. And yet, sometimes somebody will say something to me that I find a little bit offensive. But you know what? I'm a grown-up. And I don't expect, out in the real world, I don't expect some kind of strong father figure to step in and chastise the person who might have offended me. We're all grown-ups. We need to expand our notion of diversity to include personalities that we may not necessarily be comfortable with, but it is in the interest of all of us, whether the KABU community and beyond, to be able to work with people with whom we share perhaps very little, but whom it is to the best interest of all of us to get along.
Thank you very much, Chris. And Kathy.
I was met up with Scott Forrester outside, and he had a fantastic idea. He was discussing the idea that when members become a KABU member, if they put down their email, if they were given the option, and they could decline, but if they were asked to provide a email address and a phone number, that would give the members a chance to communicate with one another. And also for instance, when I wanted to utilize the KABU membership list to solicit votes for myself, I went through and Googled the phone numbers for the members and called and asked them to vote for me. But when I was talking to some of these members, I discovered that they had very diverse backgrounds, and some of them had exciting ideas for programming, and they had experiences in areas of life that I haven't had, but it was so exciting and interesting to talk to these members. They're a rich resource, and I would like to see that utilized more. Anyway, that's my idea. But I really stole it from Scott Forrester, so I have to give him credit for that. So, by the way, I'm very excited by Chris Andreas and by Scott Forrester. I think they're fantastic candidates, and I must admit we will need some conflict resolution, so perhaps I know myself. Sometimes I get a little too opinionated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And Scott Forrester?
What was the question again?
The question was, KABU staff and board are committed to making KABU an inclusive place for all communities. How would you improve our internal culture to make KABU a welcoming and easy place to work and volunteer for people of all communities, diverse communities?
You know, we write good questions here at KABU. I think I'm agreeing with a lot of folks. I'm kind of excited about the dynamics. And may I suggest things outside the box, okay? Committee structure is ancient structure. It's made to make things slow so that we are deliberative and don't do anything that harms. But at the same time, if there are folks that are friends and neighbors and other friends of friends and they stack the deck, they protect their programming, they keep the status quo, they don't let in new ideas, and it becomes static and in some parts even harmful. And that's not casting aspersions against any individual. It's in terms of process. I agree with Kathy, who said she agrees with me, which is we should be able to form our own connections. Now, we're starting to do it with social networking, but KABU protects its members as if we're a private bank. We're not a private bank. We're a public community media institution. If you join and want to become a member, we should, in the future, say, If you want to be a member, you're going to vote. That means people have access to the list. We'd like to get your email and your phone number and your fax and anything else you want to give. If you want to opt out, you can. If you just want to give money and not be a member and not vote and not be bothered by candidates wanting to get voted, you know, for you to vote for them, fine. Now, this allows, let's say, I live in Gresham. I want to know all the KBOO members in Gresham. So the 30 or 40 people that I identified on the list, I'd like to have a meeting at the Gresham Library of KBOO people, and let's talk about issues about KBOO that we like. And then we can give feedback to the board and staff. Now, this is a new way of doing things, but there's going to be a problem. The problem is KBOO members that are the owners of the station, all 5,500 plus of us, we may start getting ideas that we actually can run the station and that we actually have a say, which is not the case. We have representative democracy, but the representatives on the board, for the most part, do not listen and do not solicit the advice of the members, and that needs to change.
Thank you, Scott. And Devin.
Okay, I just want to let everyone know that I have no doubt that I am one of the outsider candidates here. I don't have as much experience with KBOO as some of my fellows here standing around me. I did agree with some of the things that were being said here, that one of the ways to have KBOO further respect and be more welcoming to the community and diversity is to be able to work with opposing viewpoints and certainly personalities. I do strongly agree with that point. One of the things that I have been trained in and I pride myself in is the ability to work with opposing viewpoints to bring about constructive, healthy change to an environment. I don't shy away from conflicts. I think that there are some times when there's a lot of people that do shy away and try to shut down conflicts. I'm not one of those types of people. I see opportunities when conflicts come up. So I think that conflict really goes hand in hand with diversity because it's an opportunity for positive change. I also wanted to encourage all those people that are listening. Once again, thank you very much for listening because what you're doing is you're taking part in a democracy. And I think Scott made a point in that this is a representative democracy. Not all democracies are perfect. KBOO's is a representative democracy, but that does not deter from your power as a voter and your power as a member. It's more important than ever for you to make your voice heard by voting your conscience when you get down there to send in your ballot. And also to make your opinions known when you go to board meetings as well as via emails and letters. That's extremely important. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Deb. As we've talked about our ideas of what KBOO stands for, I'd like to hear your ideas of what KBOO's values are and how you would work to ensure that these values are met. How do you model and advance KBOO's values? And, Devin, I'm going to call you back up.
I believe KBOO values diversity. I believe it values values culture, various cultures. Certainly, if you listen to KBOO's programming, it goes from one end of the spectrum to the other in ways of expressing its various cultures and interests of those people that are volunteering their time to broadcast on the air. So I think those are very important things. And I think whether or not it's written in our bylaws or whether or not it's written in our mission statement, KBOO is promoting education in the community. I think that's very, very important. That we learn about ourselves, we learn about each other, we learn to have respect and decorum with one another, we learn to get along with each other by learning about our differences and the intricacies that that we have with each other, the nuances and differences of opinion that we have, the better we are. And I think that's what KBOO should stand for. I believe that's what it does stand for, and I think that we can continue to push that forward to become more and more real and more of a 360-degree reality in the future.
Thank you, Devin. And Kathy?
Well, I think that it's very important when you respect diversity to listen. You can't tell by looking at someone or make assumptions about where they're coming from. I had two very close black friends, but they didn't identify so much with the black community because they were raised within their Native American neighborhood and community. Because of that, they identified themselves more as Native Americans. So you have to really listen to people in order to respect them. And you have to go out of your way to solicit their opinions. Otherwise, you're not being respectful, in my opinion. And then when you do, you got to listen carefully. Because if you don't listen and you don't ask them, you're not being respectful. I don't know how to put that any better than I did, but I tried. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And Chris.
Many of us who volunteer at KBOO on a regular basis have seen these statements of who we are, what our values are. They're up all over the place, and they're good. They're wonderful. And we definitely pay lip service to those. But we are an advocacy radio. KBOO is advocacy radio. And what that means in active terms is that we do not simply pay lip service to the values as stated on a piece of paper. We live those values in all of our interactions with KBOO and hopefully, of course, with others with whom we interact on a daily basis. I believe that this point of view is expressed in the word, the term community. We all have an understanding of what the KBOO community is right now, at this particular time and place, wherever you are sitting, listening to this, if you're in front of a computer, if you're doing something in the evening with family, friends, cats, horses, you're listening to the radio. You understand community in your own terms. At this time, at a point in time and space, we need to expand that. We really do need to take this to a completely new level. And my vision for that new level of our new definition of community, which goes hand in hand with a new definition of radio, we could come up with the next Facebook. Really think about it. But to return to the question of KBOO's values. The main central concept here is...
Thank you very much, Chris. Scott?
Hi, folks. Scott Forster. Please vote for me, Chris, Kathy Bushman, and, you know, Devin's growing on me. Paula Small's good people. You guys got a tough choice to fill the rest of the slate and vote heck no on the two bylaw amendments. And I'm disturbed that the process didn't allow for some of those vociferous opponents to be on tomorrow to be able to speak their piece. Now, as to the values and missions, I mean, you can read it. It's on the KBOO's website. I want to go to the mission statement, which is most important to me, and the foundation. The mission statement, part of which, as I have memorized, is to serve the unserved and the underserved. Now, that's a real broad platform, but it's very important because whether you're homeless, I heard some great programming coming in. I mean, these people are so unserved, they probably don't even have a radio right now on this night. Now, part of this is, the way I'm expressing it, is that I'm on the board of the Portland Alliance newspaper. I just got on this board because it's about... Well, it's in trouble, and it's been around since 1981. I'm serving KBOO's mission through another Oregon, which has a lot in common with KBOO. Pendleton, when I was on the board of directors in 2008 and 2009, I helped to spearhead an effort and made the motion for us to finish our FCC license, and we now have the first new license in about 25 years. We now own a station in Pendleton, Oregon. Now, how many of you folks know about this? Most of you don't. And yet, what is most of the current board in favor of and staff is to sell it off for cheap dollars one time instead of us running a new station. Do you think the cowboys and folks out there, including the Umatilla Indian Reservation and all the prisoners out there in the Snake River Correction Facility, of which I believe there are thousands of inmates, of which many of their families are right here in Portland, do you think they might want to be served because they're underserved or unserved? Thank you.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 here in the city, and the Willamette River Valley, 100.7, and the Columbia River Gorge and Hood River, it is 91.9. This is the KBOO Board of Directors Candidate Forum, Day 2. We have a chance to listen to the candidates, expand and expound upon their ideas of how they can serve, their talents, their visions, their hopes and dreams. We hope that you have your ballot before you and that you are marking your choices. If you are mailing in your ballot, please be sure that it arrives at the address on the return envelope no later than Friday. Absolutely. Or if you want to come in and get to meet the candidates and other members and volunteers, come to the annual meeting taking place on Sunday, September 19th, at Tabor Space at 5441 Southeast Belmont. The event runs from 1 to 4 p.m. However, your ballot must be there for submission no later than 3 p.m. 3 p.m. where? Tabor Space, 5441 Southeast Belmont. And we have about 12 minutes here. We have time for just one more brief question here for our candidates. We want to thank them for coming in. And you've been listening to Chris Andre, Scott Forrester, Kathy Bushman, and Devin Russo. We'll start out here with Devin. Got a question here for you. We've talked about funding. We've talked about how to serve. We've talked about internal structure. Now we'd like to talk about maybe some external partnerships. Partnerships are critical to stretching funding dollars and resources, but also it helps us cross-pollinate. Who would you court as a partner for KBOO and why?
I think it's very important. First off, I wanted to say that KBOO is going through a tough time now. We're in an economic environment that is not very forgiving to nonprofits. I think now is the time more than ever for nonprofits to look for ways to expand their donor base as much as possible. However, we have to keep this in mind of what KBOO's philosophy is in being an independent radio station. I think that there are local companies, local corporations out there that do support and believe in the mission that KBOO supports. I think KBOO could be seeking out those dollars if they wish to support us. We can make that choice of whether or not that's someone that we want to have donating to us, and if they're pleased enough with our programming to donate to us and it follows with our mission statement, I think we should go for it. The other thing that I think I see for KBOO's future is KBOO is a great survivor. It has been around for as long as I've been around, and I think that it's time to stop merely surviving. I think it's time to start thriving. I think KBOO could be taking a lot of very important steps now. I agree with Chris with trying to expand our internet presence. I agree with pushing forth efforts to expand our signal and our reach so that we reach more communities out there. Expanding our membership is also extremely important to ensuring that KBOO survives in the long term. That's what I'd like to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Kevin. And Chris?
Anybody out there see a film called The Battle of Algiers? If you did, then you all know that any successful insurgency in history has succeeded by co-opting the tactics, strategies, and tools of the opponent, the enemy. I see no reason why we should not promote the station using as a vehicle the resources of commercial stations. I'd like to see us, we had a mural on the wall. This was a huge opportunity for a great big press event. We could have had a street party, a press conference, invite city leaders, invite the mayor, Sam Adams, invite the commissioners, and invite the commercial stations to come and cover it. Get in the news. If we do that, if we increase our public identity, our presence in the community, we're going to expand the number of people who want to become involved financially with the station. That's one idea. The other idea is that I seriously believe that we have the capacity to evolve the next Facebook. I mean social networking that we embrace and that we reconstruct, re-envision to our own purposes and then basically give it away. If we do that, the financing will come in. The organizations that we should partner with, anyone that wants to. But first, they have to know who we are and where to find us. We need to have a stronger public identity in Portland. It is critical to our survival.
Thank you very much, Chris.
And Kathy.
Would you like a moment to catch your breath there, Kathy? Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Get your headphones on. There we go. Thank you.
All right. Well, I would like to quote again one of the board members at the last board meeting said that member surveys had been conducted in the past, but they had tended to be shelved without ever having been executed in any way. So I really like Chris's idea, and I have to admit that I guess I'm an anti-authoritarian type who does find it, who is very leery of drawing in business sponsors. Like, for instance, Weyerhaeuser's practice of clear cutting and using big machinery in the Cascades, that topsoil is very thin. I grew up on Mount Hood, for instance, and during a windstorm, trees would get knocked over, and the topsoil is so thin up there that the roots of the big fir trees would be like a big pinwheel because they couldn't sink into the ground very deeply. Anyway, I have these. So this is where I come from. But I think that if we did draw in the membership in, and because we would really draw nutrients or a life, we would keep our vitality, which is what I respect about KBOO now. I agree, though, that we should vote against these bylaws because I think they're kind of anti-members. And so I guess that's all I can say.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And Scott.
Well, folks, this might be the last time I'll talk to you in quite a while. I'm going to change headphones here. Ones that actually work. For the folks that are out there in Corvallis and Hood River, shout out to you. If we can sell off the Pendleton station here, then we can sell off Hood River and Corvallis. Not only should we be doing original programming in Pendleton, which, by the way, is a transmitter, so original programming can originate from Pendleton. It'd be nice to hear a cowboy, a cowgirl show or Agricultural Today. That'd be certainly new to us here in the big city. But also, we should be having full broadcast stations in Corvallis and Hood River and other towns. We should be like the Pacifica of Oregon and Southwest Washington. In terms of the election, folks, if you've lost your ballot, you need to let Andrew Geller and membership know that you need a replacement ballot, like pronto. So I'm sorry we have these general questions, but we really have to take care of some business here. Now, in terms of corporate partnerships, I'm concerned that we're not emphasizing the very the best thing we have, which is our members. Members have families, siblings, grandmothers, granddaughters. These are the people we go to first. Every member should try to get one more member to join up. That's the thing that's always sustained us. Over 80% of our money has always come from members, and in some years, almost 90%. Relying on corporate money is basically a losing game. We call it underwriting, but it's really advertising by another name. I personally would want to have all underwriting and advertising taken off KBOO and the airwaves, not even a second, is for sale. If we want to move advertising and underwriting to a listener guide, which we should start republishing, and to the web, then we can do that. And so in terms of the crisis is one of having our membership nurtured and respected. Thank you.
Just to be clear, the question did not refer to corporate partnerships. It said partnerships. Thank you very much, though. You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7. This is your community connection. I want to thank everyone for coming in and speaking, sharing their ideas, their vision, their hopes and dreams, and ideas for service on the board of directors for KBOO. Your community connection.
I really have to jump in and thank Celeste Carey for leading this Q&A session. We could not possibly have had a better person to represent the questions on the minds of membership, and it's always an absolute treat to listen to that voice.
Well,
so
thank
I want
you.
To thank Celeste on behalf of course, everyone listening.
And I also want to thank Kurt Lauer, our timekeeper, Liam Delta, board operator, and Becky Nay, PM News Director. This is KBOO Portland 90.7 here in the Portland metropolitan area. Stay tuned.